It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Cases of COVID-19 in Colorado have been increasing for weeks, but that didn't stop people from traveling for Thanksgiving. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, joined Governor Jared Polis Tuesday for an update on the pandemic. Fauci says the current spike of COVID-19 is going to get worse.
This is something that is quite problematic, and to say it's challenging is to really say the least. We expect a surge upon a surge.
Polis says he wishes the best to those who do not follow public health orders.
I hope they don't get it. I hope their loved ones don't get it. That's all that can be said. Anybody who's not wearing a mask where they should, I hope you don't get it.
Nearly 2,000 Coloradans are in the hospital with COVID-19. About 2,500 families are getting food delivered to their doors through a Denver charter school network. KIPP Schools has been mostly remote this year, and about 90% of its students qualify for free or reduced lunch. Dom Barrera with the Denver-based Food Justice Enterprise tells CPR they did a taste test before launching the program.
The tamales, the enchiladas, just all sorts of food that we would want to eat, right? Like, not just something that, here, take this, you know, random food that we just want to serve you, but like, how do you make it unique to that community so that folks would not only eat it, but like it.
They hope to expand the program and continue into the summer. A limited number of fans will be able to attend the state's 7 high school football championship games this weekend. The state health department initially banned all spectators from attending the games, but the Colorado High School Activities Association persuaded the state to allow a maximum of 75 spectators in the stands per team. Colorado State University's Pueblo campus will host the games. Temperatures are chilly along the Front Range this morning and getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.